This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The president weighed in early this morning with this tweet. The race for DNC chairman was, of course, totally rigged. Bernie's guy, like Bernie himself, never had a chance. Clinton demanded Perez. Joining me now from New Hampshire, Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for Mr. Trump, still sometimes an advisor, and now a political consultant. And Corey, welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Thank you for having me.
First, I want to get your thoughts about the election of Tom Perez, a relative centrist, as chair of the DNC. What does it say to you about how Democrats are going to deal with President Trump?
You know, Chris, what this says to me is that they've now put someone in the chairman of the Democratic Party who doesn't understand what's going on in America. You know, you have an opportunity, they would have had an opportunity to pick a candidate that understood what middle America is about and not someone who's just concerned about the East Coast or the West Coast. And instead, what we've seen is, you know, more of the same from the Democratic Party, which is what caused them to lose this election at the presidential level. Tom Perez was a close confidant of Hillary Clinton. And if you look at the three major Democratic presidential candidates, whether it's Michael Dukakis, Mondale, Wallace, the three of them combined could not have secured enough electoral votes to become elected president of the United States. That's what this party now represents, is completely out of touch with mainstream America, understanding that their base is on the right and the far left of the political spectrum in the United States, all the way in California and in Massachusetts. And this is just a terrible decision for these guys because they're continuing to move to the left and forgetting what the real people care about.
Well, it's Corey Lewandowski on the Sunday show with Chris Wallace and Fox News Sunday, and giving his insight. After all, Corey was at one time the campaign manager for one Donald Trump, and you know, I think he pretty much laid it out to what the Democrats are faced with. Now, I'm not one, as you know, to feel like I need to put my foot on the neck of the Democrats. I mean, the fact of the matter is what we're facing here in this country requires all hands on deck. We need their help. I mean, look what happened with Obamacare. The reason we got Obamacare is because it became a one-party idea and concept that was ramrodded. We need to have this dynamic conversation between the parties and each bring, I think, their own unique perspective to the solution. So as we've been calling Democrats on this show, is get your acts together. You know, get in on the fight here of getting this country back on track. You know, we'll see what happens. I would think that with Tom Perez, it is it's more of the same. I mean, this is kind of an extension of Hillary Clinton and also with, you know, with Barack Obama. But, you know, it'll be up for the Democrats. I mean, they're out in the wilderness right now trying to figure out their way to answer it. Well, this is Bill Martinez, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. We're at NRB in Orlando for Proclaim 17. Tom Phillips is with us, and he's at the microphone here right now, and we're going to talk, you know, about the, you know, things that have been happening around this country. You know, I say bonfires of revival that have been taking place, Tom, and that people aren't hearing about, but they're pretty exciting. I mean, you know, Charles Finney said that, America or anybody or any nation experiences revival when it's time. And if there's ever been a time for revival, it's now, especially in this country, right?
Bill, you couldn't be more correct. Mr. Graham started praying in 1949. He said, "I'm praying for an old-fashioned, Holy Spirit, heaven-sent revival in America from coast to coast." And obviously, he's still praying that today.
Amen. Yes.
And just last year, of course, his son, Franklin, took a movement from January through October.
Yes.
Every state capital, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday at noon, to challenge the nation to pray.
Well, Tom, we're going to pick it up from there when we come back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you got an idea, something you want to share? Hey, something you need to correct from me, because we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and your involvement is critical to this. So whatever you want to talk about, your opinion counts here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation with the Vice President of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Executive Director of the Billy Graham Library, Dr. Tom Phillips, is with us. Tom, it's good to see you face-to-face. Gosh, face-to-face, what's it been, 30 years?
Yes.
Something like
yes.
that?
Yes, it has.
I mean, amazing. And if you remember the conversation that Tom and I had earlier about his new book, we were kind of reminiscing because Tom and I go back to the Billy Graham Crusade, mid-80s, Anaheim Stadium, 10 incredible nights. The last night, people, I mean, we took over the infield and outfield. We filled it up, right?
We did. We kept pulling a rope across to let people come out, and then more would come. We'd pull the rope farther toward the platform. More would come.
Mm-hmm.
We did that until there was hardly any room left
yes.
for people to come forward. It was a great night.
Right. In fact, that night I remember, because it was part of the counseling team as well, which you were particularly the director of at that time. And we had to have the people stand up right there in place as opposed to coming down because there was just no room in the infield because everybody was there. So they stood up at that time, and the amount of professions of faith that were experienced there was incredible. I say sadly, the only sad thing about it, I think we turned away, 3,000-5,000 people?
We did.
Yeah.
We did that night.
Yeah.
The same thing happened when we were in Pasadena in Mr. Graham's last crusade.
Mm.
Saturday night, I think we had right at 90,000 people
yeah.
in the Rose Bowl. And Mr. Graham was giving the invitation, Bill. People were still coming in at the top behind him. The traffic had been so bad
wow.
out on the freeway.
Wow. Well, real quick question. We talked with Franklin a couple months back with all the exciting revivals that he was leading that you had mentioned just a moment ago. And I asked about his dad and how Billy's doing. And he says, well, good days and bad days, but, you know.
That's right. When you're 98 years old, it's wonderful that his mind is so sharp.
Yes.
But his body is 98 years old.
Yeah.
However, his ministry is prayer.
Yeah.
And he literally is praying for an awakening of the church and of the lost in the United States.
Well, you think about the answer, Tom. That is the answer. I mean, this goes back to the 40s when Dr. Graham was, praying to God, said, look at, if you want me to do this, I promise I'll just talk about the gospel. I'll talk about Jesus, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus himself was the example for Mr. Graham. Jesus said, Daddy, I'll say whatever you tell me to say.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'll do whatever you tell me to do. And that's exactly what Mr. Graham told his father as well.
Right. You know, here recently there was an uproar. We were just talking about it with Claudia Koenig, Bill Koenig's wife. She's a real prayer warrior. And I was sharing with her how touched I was when Melania Trump prayed the Lord's Prayer. And all, you know, everybody, oh my gosh, separation of church and state, they're claiming and everything. And I thought, and I was talking to somebody else. I said, did you listen? How many people, there were thousands of people there for that event. How many people were praying the Lord's Prayer with her?
Amen. There's a great movement of religious interest in the United States of America. People realize we have put our hope in Washington, D.C., and yet it hasn't been the solution. We love our statesmen, our stateswomen. We love President Trump, Vice President Pence. Right. But my goodness, the answer is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. And I know for some people that might grate you a little bit,
right.
Although I thought it was interesting, Tom. The other day, somebody says, you know, for the first time in my lifetime, I can say Jesus, and people don't get quite as upset as when I say Donald Trump.
Well, remember, it is the people who say Jesus who fought slavery, who ended segregation, who fought and still fight human trafficking, who fought child labor. It was literally ended under the Wesley Revival in England. Throughout history, fought infanticide, stood against child sexual abuse, stood for the equality of mankind, created hospitals, relief agencies, orphanages. And so the media, the untrue media, has so spun who the followers of Christ truly are. This is a gospel of love, forgiveness, and acceptance within the biblical bonds of truth.
Exactly. Well, you know, we fight the other end of the dynamic, Tom, which is, as we were warned, you know, people will see things according to their own eyes.
That's right.
And not only will they, but they want to, because they don't want to admit where they're at. But right now, look at where they're at. I mean, at every turn, just as what you cited. And guess what? Even though we, you know, it was the church and people of faith that were at the forefront of slavery and that issue and human trafficking, the dysfunction of immigration that we have in the system that's opened the door to all kinds of illegal things, including human trafficking that's going on. Most people would not be aware of that if it wasn't for the church.
Right. And the media spins it to look like we don't care and we're intolerant, but that's not true. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that God is the author of harmony.
Yes.
And our adversary, called the devil, is the author of confusion. Mm-hmm. Things must be done in order.
Yes.
Certainly, compassion is paramount. Jesus came, lived, and died, was resurrected out of compassion to overcome our sins, which in essence gives us an ability to go to the Word of God and see how to live and serve Him and also serve our fellow man. And third, we serve ourselves.
Exactly. Well, Tom, I'm excited. Again, here recently, again, God opened my eyes to the power of the church. You know, Jesus said the gates of hell could not prevail against it.
Right.
And I'm not trying to bash the pastors or anything, but I'm saying, look, we are in a spiritual battle here. You have the weapons. You've got to arm up and take it on and be able to confront this culture that is lost and looking for an answer. I think the last time you and I talked about this was about, you know, the Gallup poll, polling evidence that came out, I think about a year ago. And I thought it was quite ironic that in this poll, the people of America were saying, where's the church?
Right.
How come they're not answering these issues? And you go, wait a minute, you told the church to shut up and get out of the way, right?
Well, that's true. It's a 60-year history of silencing the church. It goes all the way back to 1954, the Johnson Amendment.
Yes, exactly.
And President Johnson, then Senator Johnson, never intended the IRS to use this to silence the church, but they have done it.
Right.
And in 1962, we took prayer out of the schools. 1963, we took the Bible, objective truth, out of our children's education. 1971, we started attacking marriage. It was called no-fault divorce.
Right.
1973, we started attacking life. It was called Roe versus Wade.
Exactly.
1983, we started taking the commandments, how to treat one another and how to live for God, out of all public buildings. 60 years we've been doing this.
Exactly. Is it any wonder we reap what we sow, and here we are in a confused state because, as you and I talked about this, we've untethered ourselves from the you know, from the moorings of truth, right?
That's right. Objective truth is real.
Exactly.
And without it, we flounder.
Right. And here we are. We're floundering. We're a perfect example of it. And I believe this is what America is seeing. They're seeing this in their family, their relationships, you know, throughout their lives. And they're going, wow, here it is. We're at this point. What's it going to be like for my children or my grandchildren down the road? Pretty scary thought, you think about it. Our conversation with Tom Phillips continues. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It is 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're coming to you live from Orlando for Proclaim 17 NRB International's Christian Media Convention. Dr. Tom Phillips is with us, Vice President of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Tom, you know, we were talking about Billy Graham earlier, and I thought it was interesting because I've not heard Dr. Graham say much about the issue of last days. He has been very consistent about his message and talking about the gospel. It has always been consistent. So I took note when he seemed to step outside of that for just a moment and say that according to his perspective, we are in the last of the last days.
And we do believe that. There are so very many signs, especially Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the renewal of Israel and the strengthening of Israel. But also in Matthew 24, the Bible tells us when this gospel is proclaimed to the ends of the earth, the Lord will come.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how Christianity says for the Messiah to come, love must reign. And yet if you listen to ISIS leaders, they say for the Mahdi to come, chaos must reign. And we believe we're at the closest element of love together today that we've seen in a long time, mm-hmm. though the world is in chaos.
Right.
So Mr. Graham sees the scriptural underpinnings of today.
Well, we had an interesting conversation. Nani Darwish, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she just wrote a book and had a comparative, a comparative issue in the book, an explanation of the Quran versus the Bible.
Right.
And to your point, here you get the Bible, and then just the opposite is the Quran. On every issue, and here is a woman who was raised a Muslim, whose father was a martyr. The Egyptian president declared him as a martyr for the cause. But she ends up coming to America and becoming a Christian. And I asked her, I says, why? She goes, I discovered the truth.
The truth. Amen. Mm-hmm. And a revival. The word in the New Testament is anazeo, and that means to bring back to life that which is dead, comatose, mm-hmm. or asleep.
Yes.
And it means God's kids.
Yes.
Because God's kids become complacent, so God in His love awakens His kids first, so that the church then can tell the truth and help the ones who don't know the truth, including our deepest enemies, because
mm-hmm.
we love them.
Right, exactly.
To know the Lord Jesus Christ.
What's happening, Tom, is I sense, in the body, there's this increasing awareness, as you say, of being outside of ourselves. Jesus said it's not about being served, it's being the servant of all, right? And I have sensed this paradigm shift
mm-hmm.
that is starting to happen, that people are looking to the higher calling of their faith with God. Are you sensing the same thing?
Totally. Even today in Mississippi, there's a meeting. Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, mm-hmm. my home state, perhaps the historic greatest racist state in the United States of America. About 2 months, I went there to represent BGEA and the library, and ended up in a meeting with black leaders and white leaders, and brokenness occurred, weeping, confession, and they said, we're going to change this city for Jesus.
Wow.
Business leaders, women, there was a Nigerian pastor with us in his 30th day of a 40-day fast, and God led him to Jackson, Mississippi, because God told this Nigerian leader who speaks in front of tens of thousands that he was going to bring revival in America. And Jackson, Mississippi, can you imagine if the racial divide were overcome, what a lighthouse Mississippi could become for the nation for the world. I do see it.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I was really impressed here recently when Martin Luther King Jr., the third, met with Donald Trump. And there was a lot of agitation on the heels of the Jeff Sessions confirmation between John Lewis, the head of the and also the head of the Black Caucus, and also Cory Booker. And they tried to nudge, Martin Luther King, I say Junior, the third, nudge him a little bit to, get him aggravated and jumped in. He says, and I kept thinking his dad would have been proud of him.
Yes.
that it was about peace.
And also Chaplain Black.
Yes.
The message he gave at the National
Breakfast. Yeah, right, Senate Chaplain.
Oh, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And he just constantly lifted up Jesus as the answer.
Yeah.
It reminded me of E.V. Hill preaching years ago.
Right.
And then all of the people who lifted up Jesus himself at the inauguration of President Trump. Jesus is not a religion. He's a relationship. He is Creator God. He's Recreator God. And he changes lives, which changes nations.
Exactly. Going back to Chaplain Black and what he had to say about our voices being heard in heaven, that was quite the challenge. But the other thing I think that people will be encouraged to hear is how many leaders in our government meet on a weekly basis for a Bible study and prayer meeting. What does that tell you, Tom?
Well, I've begun to really love those men and women. And when you have 100 independents, Republicans, Democrats who, as they can on Thursday mornings, meet by themselves together for prayer, for the nation, for each other, love each other. And now we have congressional prayer caucuses in over 30 states.
Wow.
So God is at work. We call it pinpricks of light. In the old days when a revival broke out, there seemed to be one or two people that personified that revival.
Mm-hmm.
But today, if that one or two persons lifted up, the media would kill them, you know, verbally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the Lord is lifting up so many individuals, from large persons to little person, doesn't matter. Those pockets of light all dispel darkness.
Exactly. Well, you know, here we are on the heels of even, you know, more people saying, these are the last of the last days, Dr. Graham, as we mentioned just a moment ago. You know, they're realizing that they've got to turn away, that all this vitriol and this contention and that, you know, how's that working for you?
Well, it hasn't done very well for us, but love always does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there are some tremendous stories out right now of even policemen who put men in prison, who now, after the man got out of prison, the policeman had actually engineered the case. He repented. He went to prison. They both came out, and now they're working together in a halfway house, and they love one another, and they go around sharing what Jesus has done and what Jesus can do. But remember, often revivals come at times of crisis.
Yes, right.
And often they come in times of transition, and we're in all of that now. It's always darkest before the dawn.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and as we said, you know, what Franklin Graham has been experiencing across this country, you know, having talked to him a couple months back, I mean, it's really exciting and encouraging. And I think that should be an encouragement to members of the body of Christ, to embolden them to speak truth to power, to not be intimidated by people that want to get so upset. I mean, they're upset because they want to connect. They're actually searching, aren't they, Tom?
They are. They are. All of my life, even in the country stores of Mississippi, when you would see a man step back when you ask him about Jesus, you knew he was actually fighting his own sin.
Right, right.
Running from God because he didn't want to admit that he or she were a sinner. Mm-hmm. But more than that, when especially people who call themselves elite think that their brains are greater than God's brains, that they've evolved above him, and that revelation is second to reason, but it really isn't. Reason always follows revelation.
Exactly.
They go together. God made them both.
Well, and here we are at a time when we need it the most, Tom. And, you know, the number one question that I get from people is that in looking at these that seem to be the last of the last days, people always want to know, where is America in end time prophecy? Where's America, right?
Well, we don't see the name, do we?
No.
But we do know that God could give this nation one last movement of his spirit to lift it up, because there's not another great mission sending nation in the world today.
Exactly.
My friends from China, Korea, Nigeria all tell us, I'm praying for America, that God will restore, renew, reset, re-energize spiritually this nation, to lift up love as a lighthouse for the world.
Well, you know, to your point, we've been saying for a number of years, Tom, that maybe America would be given a Nineveh moment. And here we are, and it starts just like in Nineveh. It was not only the people hearing from the prophet, but particularly the leaders. And we have leaders in position right now, whether it's Donald Trump or Mike Pence, that seem to be listening or want to hear the voice of God, don't they?
They do. And Mike Pence, as I think about him, could easily be a Joseph.
Yep, you know, exactly.
He could be the administrator of the will of God for the land.
Amen. Go figure, huh? Dr. Tom Phillips with us, Tom. Such an honor to have you here.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to see you, buddy. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Ringing in the new year means making New Year's resolutions. While some aim to hit the gym more often or establish healthy eating habits, others resolve to make better financial decisions, especially after a season of holiday spending. Bank of America is encouraging greater financial control in the new year with its recently launched spending and budgeting tool, allowing consumers to easily see where their money is going and track their personal goals. The spending and budgeting tool provides mobile and online banking customers with spending history and trends, personalized budget recommendations, and financial education insights and tips. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Empowering our customers to live smarter and simplified financial lives is at the core of everything we do. The new spending and budgeting tool provides our nearly 34 million digital banking customers with a personalized experience to help them start the new year with greater financial control and convenience.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if we're going to get this country back on track, that's what's going to take, ladies and gentlemen. Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, that's our mission. And thank you for joining in on the campaign and on the mission with us. We need all hands on deck. 28 minutes after the top of the hour, or 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're here live in Orlando for Proclaim 17 NRB International Christian Media's Convention. And here we are, and you know, I just can't imagine being at an NRB event and first call not being here with us. So Bonnie King is on the line. Bonnie, how you doing? We got, see, I miss you so much, and I had to have you with us, you know.
You are so kind to make sure that we were on your show. We were so
well
kind. You just got me today.
Well, no. What do you mean? I just got you. I mean, who needs Marty and Melody, right? Ah, they're out of here. We got Bonnie.
The truth is out now. The truth is out. Yes.
Hey, well, first of all, exactly. Well, you know, the truth be known. I mean, after all, we'll teach them not to be around to defend their case, right?
That's right.
Well, Bonnie, I wanted to congratulate you guys on Second Birth. I mean, this was highly anticipated, this EP, you know, from the group. And, boy, the response has been terrific.
It really has. Thank you so much. I was just sitting here thinking, since we saw you last year, It's been quite a journey just to get this project online. Get it on iTunes and get it out there and just have it launched, get the website going, and it's all up and running. We've had a lot of great response from it, too, so it's been worth the effort.
Well, like I said, congratulations on it. I know, you know, for you and, you know, the group coming back together, and it really, I mean, it couldn't be better titled as Second Birth, you know, for the group, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll give you. Yeah, sure it was. Yes, exactly.
It really was my idea. Because the line from Lord of All, I thought, you know, what if Second Birth, what if you use that, you know, pulled that out of Lord of All, because it really is about the three of us coming back together again, too, and seem to fit. And, yeah, it's wonderful to have it available finally. You know, it sounds easy to throw something out there on iTunes and everything, but it's not as easy as it is when you start to actually do it.
No. Exactly. No, it's there's a lot of logistics to it, and you know, it seems so simple, but when you know, this is the new media, right?
Exactly. And people can also go to we have a new website called firstcallmusic.org, and you can order a physical copy there, as well as some of our other material, Rejoice, one of our hymns projects that we recorded a few years ago, and but we finally got everything up and going.
Well, congratulations. A good job on it. So, Bonnie, what can we look forward to? What's up next for you guys?
You know, we've been talking, and I don't know about how much I should share about it, really.
Oh, come on. Spill the beans. I mean, you know, hey, it's just between us, you know, and a few million people.
You know, yeah, a few million people out there. What would they think about this idea? Because we live in such divisive times right now in our nation. And in our culture and in our church even, you know, the first big single that First Call recorded was called Undivided.
Mm-hmm.
And it really keeps coming to my mind. You know, we've been talking, the three of us, about re-recording that song in particular with as many diverse artists as we can pull together to try and just be a voice in at this time, in our shoes and our time, of just saying, let's unify around the truths of Christ that are unchanging, around the things that bring us together and keep us humble and bold before Him. Because it kind of, to me, it feels like that message may be more necessary in some ways to be spoken and sung back into our lives again as it was when we first recorded the piece. So I keep saying, I want to re-record Undivided, so we're talking about that right now. Yeah.
Well, and I think you're spot on.
No.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely spot on. And Bonnie, a lot of this, I mean, I know that you are a woman of prayer. This is what it's all about for you. And I think this is what adds to that, that deep soul and spirit of the group is the three of you. You know, this isn't just about being on stage. I mean, this is, you're an extension of the songs and the voices from heaven.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the more that we look back on all the things that God has allowed us to do and is allowing us to do now, you know, Marty and Mel and I pray for each other, we support each other, but we see that God has really used what He's done with all of our music, you know, in a huger way, in a more powerful way than we imagine. But the themes of these truths, you know, of being undivided in Christ and staying and walking that road together, it seems like there's a lot of attack against those of us who call Jesus the Lord. You know, He knew it was going to come, but I think for me it's been a little bit shocking how much the message of Christ is being torn apart, even within the church itself. There's so many divisions. Right. It really breaks my heart. I really just, I've been weeping and agonizing over that personally. And also, you know, believing that whenever there is division, there is a great opportunity for God to do new things and for there to be real revival. So I'm looking for this opportunity. Otherwise, I get really stressed.
Well, No, and I can understand. I mean, God sees those things that we don't and reveals them to us. And there is this agitation that's happening throughout the body. And the thing that encouraged me, Bonnie, was that I said, you know, Jesus himself said that he was bringing to earth the church and the gates of hell could not prevail against it. The agitation right now is because the gates of hell are it's desperate. It sees what's happening. Time is coming to an end, right?
It is. I mean, I think the gates of hell are definitely coming against all that's good that God has given us and the truth and the word and Christ. Christ is more offensive now than, which is, you know, like you said, he said these things will happen, not to be afraid, to just stay the course right with him and to trust him. But I think that means more to me now than ever, just in watching the atmosphere of vitriol and anger and, to just say, I'm going to stay focused on him.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of this that's going on, Bonnie, it's almost like, I think of it in terms of a lifeguard. You know, you see somebody drowning and you watch lifeguards and they're just sitting there and you go, how come you're not jumping in there to save them? Oh, you got to wait until they fight themselves out. And a little bit of what's happening, I would say in the church, outside of the church, is people are like that drowning person. They're fighting themselves out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as they go through the whole process of it, they're realizing that they're beyond themselves. And they need to look to something else, to look to something that they even are maybe only vaguely aware of. But this is where people of faith need to be the ones that are, you know, the lights of encouragement, right?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. I think that the, not to get too heady here, but I really think the gods of individualism in the West are crumbling.
Yes,
We have looked everything but to God for a long time. And that maybe that now more than ever, you know, I think I have to fight within myself. Sometimes you feel like, you know, should I say anything? Should I really? Yes. The word needs to be brought into the narrative of our culture more than ever. And Jesus will pierce through and break through. His truth and his beauty will break through every darkness. And we just need to keep trusting that word. But there is so much pushback. And, I keep talking to Marty Mellon going, we just need to sing Undivided every day.
Yes, exactly.
You know, we need to.
I think you're right, Bonnie, because people are tired of this contention. I mean, and I think it's, you know, some of the stuff that we see out there. It's almost like it's their last grasp of desperate, you know, emotion and that sort of thing. But it's like, okay, well, let's show me something better. And again, this is up to the church. It's up to people that can speak truth to power, that have experienced God, you know, like you. Your story is so powerful because you know God in a very special and unique way.
Well, I was just, I just returned from doing a conference in Kansas City, a solo event that I was a keynote speaker for, and given the opportunity to speak about my testimony and my life for several days in a row, reminded again of the great grace that God has poured into my life, and the fact that I'm allowed to go out and speak about it, the irony of being such a
broken... Well, Bonnie, we're out of time. I want to remind everybody, go to firstcallmusic.org for more information.
Higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Annual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're going to get it back on track, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get in the fight, okay? All hands on deck. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com, and you can drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got Ed Pizzulli with us. It's always good to have his insight and his awareness. Ed, of course, is the president of the Florida-based law firm, Tripp Scott. Co-chair of the Bush for Governor out of Broward County, also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation. Ed, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you. I want to talk about your latest release here regarding Trump's stand on immigration, how dysfunctional it is, it has become, and here he is taking the charge and being the point man to try to fix something that has been ignored for decades.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a hyperventilation going on the left and some in the media, but the basic tenets right now of the increased enforcement is effectively Donald Trump's presidency following the law. And we have laws on the books. Following the rule of law is important. And having a president for the first time in at least a couple terms follow the law as Congress has passed, and the law requires certain things, and he is focused on deporting those who have committed the most serious of crimes and put the American public at risk.
Exactly. Well, and And there's so much about this in terms of the law. And Ed, we were talking about this last week, and that is that you've got people here that are here operating in the shadows and how they're being taken advantage of, not only with lower wages, but, you know, there's reports of, you know, sex slavery that has been taking place in the shadows of this because we're ignoring the law. But, you know, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about that.
Look, Bill, lawlessness breeds more lawlessness. And so when you don't operate in the construct of a civil society and you ignore the rule of law, then other things that would be totally reprehensible and intolerable become acceptable. And that's the problem here. And so what you have now is a president who says, look, this is the law. I'm not going to water it down. If they have a gripe with the law, then let them petition Congress and go about the way you change a law in a democracy. But you don't do it by fiat or by turning a blind eye to a real problem. We have borders for a reason. The borders need to be secure. We should be accepting those who want to be here and we want here and who are willing to ultimately assimilate into American society and become ultimately the fabric of our culture and society. And that is, and this is not new, historically speaking, both currently with other countries, but historically in the United States, we have for a long time put requirements on new immigration and focused on those things and follow the law. And in this case, I don't understand the hysterics other than politics.
Well, there's no doubt it's politics, and it's a continuing hatred, and I would say hatred for Donald Trump. That's clear cut. I mean, you know, every time you turn around, whether, you know, it's last night's Oscars, you know, anytime they could take a jab, and they're misrepresenting this whole situation, and the media is not doing them any favors, and this is why Donald Trump says, look at, you know, if you're not going to report this fairly, then, you know, why should we even bother?
Well, look, President Obama said essentially the same thing, that we're going to follow the law, that immigration, illegal immigration needs to be controlled, that we're going to deport those who need to be deported. He said all those things. There was no outrage at the time. Of course, he didn't, in my view, follow up on those promises, but there was no outrage at the time. Donald Trump can say the same thing, and there is, an hysteria that spreads among the left. But he is actually, this is a president who, when he says something, he does it. And so you're seeing that in the administration, the first 30 days or so, he's just going down his list of what he promised on the campaign trail.
Exactly. And Ed, you know, it's surprising because when you look at the numbers of how many people Barack Obama had deported, it's a substantial number, over 3 million people. But, you know, in terms of upholding the law and really sealing things to where, okay, you deport them, but if you leave the door unlocked, they're going to come right back in, and that's what they've been doing. So even though you have a large number of deportations, you have a weak system that is not fortifying the intent that you said that you wanted to have, which was to make sure that we followed the law.
Bill, I mean, there's anecdotal situations on either side that make this a difficult issue. However, we have laws on the books for a reason. The law is blind. I do believe that there is a legitimate discussion to be had about how we construct legal immigration and what that means and what we will require of those immigrants coming into our country, and how that can be done both compassionately and humanely. I think those are legit. That's a legitimate frame of the debate, but we've got to move on from, from the hysterical side of the debate, where you cannot have a legitimate debate on these very important issues. How do we maintain American culture and lifestyle and system, and what do we require of immigrants who come in to assimilate into our country over time? And they bring tremendous strength and values and work ethic, potentially tremendous upside in a lot of cases. But we've got to put that balance as, how do we make sure our national identity isn't lost? And how do we assimilate legal immigrants? I think those are a legitimate frame for the debate.
Well, we've had an effective immigration program before. We just decided to abandon it. Although there are some people who have been waiting in line, you hear anecdotally 13, as many as 20 years waiting in line to come in legally. And there are specific things that they have to, they have to prove that they're not going to be a liability, that they in fact want to, they want to be here in this country to be a friend and not a foe, but that doesn't seem to, carry much muster today.
Well, I mean, and we should rightfully expect those things. Now, I will say that, we need to have a legal immigration system that actually works. There should never be a disincentive to doing the right thing. So the idea of having to wait so long, the idea of having to not be treated by clear and precise rules, the idea of not following the stated law as promulgated by Congress, those are things that we need to do better. And this president appears to say, hey, I'm going to follow the law that's on the books.
Exactly. And like you said, people shouldn't be surprised. These are the very things that he promised. I mean, go figure. You have he's a non-politician. Maybe that's why he's doing things a little bit different. Things he said on the campaign trail, he's willing to be held accountable for it.
Well, but if you look at what, as an example, Steve Bannon said at CPAC this weekend.
At CPAC,
he said,
right.
Please have our back, but hold us accountable for the promises we made. And I think that's an important thing. And some of those promises include tax reform and a repeal and replace of Obamacare, deregulation. You see efforts in all three of those areas from both an executive order standpoint and the beginnings of a legislative debate around with the Republican Congress as to what that might look like. You see school choice with respect to Betsy DeVos, the nomination of Betsy DeVos. You see a focus on basically that, that you just saw today the proposed reduction in EPA budget so that it can fund the military. This is a president who understands how to deal with the scarcity of resources that no former, it's very rare to find in an elected official who understands the idea that the money in Washington has a scarcity, that there's not a never-ending pot of money, whether we print it or whether we tax for it.
Exactly. Well, we have a CEO in the White House like we've never had before, a businessman who signs the front of the checks, not the back of the checks, so he understands the basics of business. Ed, with you being a GOP strategist, I wanted to get your take here. We got about a minute left on the selection of Tom Perez to head the DNC.
Well, I guess given the option, they could have done worse. But the idea that it's a very interesting weekend. You had CPAC and you had the rallying of CPAC around Donald Trump and his administration and the promises he made, and it appeared to be all aligned. On the other hand, you had a true fight for the soul of the Democratic Party, and really what it was, Bill, was how far left are we going to go, and how
exactly.
far out of mainstream are we going to go? And so the idea of what I consider to be the newly elected DNC chair and co-chair, they're going to move that party all the way to the left.
Exactly. Well, we'll see how it plays out in the days ahead. Ed Pizzulli, I'm Bill Martinez live. As always, Ed, appreciate the insight. Good stuff here, buddy.
Bill, thank you.
Well, all right, just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez live from Orlando.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer.